Honolulu Board of Water Supply Manager and Chief Engineer Ernie Lau supports House Bill 2712, which would require the Navy to install secondary containment for the 250-foot-tall underground tanks at the Red Hill Fuel Storage Facility. There are 20 tanks. He says the Navy is taking too long.
It is now 5 years since the leak of tank number 5, the 27,000 gallons that was released into the groundwater.
But Naval Facilities Hawaii Commander Captain Richard Hayes says the Navy is working on alternative solutions as directed by the 2015 Administrative Order and Consent, the AOC.
The drinking water remains safe. The Red Hill tanks are not leaking. All operating tanks continue to pass leak detection criteria.
The State Department of Health also weighed in. Deputy Director Keith Kawaoka says the AOC is directing a comprehensive look at tank upgrades.
We have 6 options right now. 3 are double-walled, 2 are not. And right now, Navy is providing us the information to base their recommendation to us and EPA about what option to take. We're not there yet. We're still going through that evaluation. That's what the AOC process is doing.
Deputy Attorney General Wade Hargrove says Red Hill is a one-of-a-kind facility, and the AOC provides 20 years for the Navy to complete the work.
We're 5 years not into our time, we're 5 years into the Navy's time. Their failure to complete the upgrades only means they get that many fewer tanks. Whatever tanks they don't get, they don't get. In other words, it's not that if they don't finish upgrading the tanks in 20 years, they get however many more years they need.
House Health and Human Services Committee Chair John Mizuno deferred the bill, preventing its advancement.
Members, House Bill 2712 recommendation would be to defer as we're going to wait for the Senate companion bill to reach the House.
The Senate companion bill, 2930, is headed to the Committee on Consumer Protection and Health. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.